In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. From the book of the Revelation, chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, and they also who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Glory be to God. Amen. In the 1878 من سفر رؤيا يوحنا اللاهوتي هو سيأتي مع السحاب وستنظره كل عين والذين طعنوه وينوح عليه جميع قبائل الأرض. نعم آمين. أنا هو الألف والياء البداية والنهاية يقول الرب الكائن والذي كان والذي يأتي القادر على كل شيء والمجد لله دائما أبديا. If we find a person in the street and we ask him, where are you going? And he answered, I don't know. From where you are coming, I do not remember. Why you are in the street, I don't know. What about your, how do you consider this person? He doesn't know from where he is coming, where he is going, why he is in the street, what is his message, nothing at all. What about if you want to evaluate his life? If we take off the book of the Revelation, in fact, we do not know where we are going, and why we are here in this world, and we will be like this person who is in the street, he doesn't know anything about his life. Therefore, the book of Revelation, in fact, is not just very important. If we take it off from the Bible, there is no Bible, because we will not know what is our aim. The book of the Revelation, in fact, reveals to us from where we are coming, from where we are going, what about our message in here in this world. Saint John, while he was in the exile, if I ask him, what can you give me a report about your exile while you are, in fact, in this island? You can't be in contact with your people. You haven't the permission to establish churches, although you are one of the great apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. He would say, oh, I am very happy here. How is it? Because I discovered through this revelation what is my message, where I am going, and I truly feel that I can evaluate my life. Therefore, in the early church, in fact, the book of the Revelation was one of the very important books which they used to read and to give commentaries and interpretations of this book. لأننا واحد كده في الشارع وسألنا أنت رايح فين؟ مش عارف جاي منين؟ يقول أنا مش عارف. طيب بتعمل إيه في الشارع؟ يقول أنا مش عارف. الحكم كان على إيه؟ حياة بلا قيمة، إنسان بلا تفكير، فاقد وعيه، فاقد هدف. عمل سفر الرؤية إن هو بيوريني أنا رايح فين؟ ما هي حياتي إيه؟ لو أشيل سفر الرؤية من الكتاب المقدس يبقى كأني حطيتني في العالم وما قلتليش أنا رايح فين. يبقى إيه فايدة إن أنا أقرأ الكتاب المقدس كله من أوله لآخره وأنا مش عارف المكان اللي أنا رايحه؟ ده بيشبه لو إنسان مهاجر مثلا أستراليا أو كندا أو أمريكا، أول حاجة يعملها غالبا كده يشتري شوية كتب عن أمريكا أو يسأل ناس مهاجرين، ولو لقى واحد أمريكي في مصر ولا في الحتة اللي هو عايش فيها تبتدي يسأل جوها إيه؟ الواحد يكمل دراسته إزاي؟ يلاقي الصورة ازاي، الحياة شكلها ايه، يبقى شغوف انه يسمع عن البلد اللي بيهاجر اليها لانها مش فيها. فما دام اذا كنا احنا يعني مدن you are born in a city or in a country like United States and after you have been born you have been you left this country for 30 years and after 30 years you haven't any idea about United States and suddenly you have a permission to return to USA and you have the ticket, you are on your way to the airport and if anyone asks you where are you going, I went for 30 years, I didn't went to my country, I don't know where I will be, which city, what about my work and so on. It is truly a miserable situation. We have sometimes the same situation. We are on our way to the airport, we are on our way to heaven, to the paradise, and if anyone asks us, what do you know about God? What about the heavenly host? What will you do there in heaven? What you are expected when you will depart from this world? If you say, I don't know, it means you are or I am in a miserable situation. When I truly discovered the heavenly life, to read the book of Revelation, and discovered that it is my home, I want to be there, I know their own language, I know who will be my friends, I know my father, the father, I know everything about heaven, then I will be the happiest person in the world. I remember once I asked the crew, who is the happiest person in the world? من أسعد إنسان في الدنيا؟ من أسعد إنسان في الدنيا؟ لو واحد سألك what is the answer؟ أنا I am the happiest person in the world. I know where I am, I know where I am going, I know who is my father, I know everything about heaven, I am waiting to return home to be among the heavenly hosts and to have special place in the bosom of the Father. I am truly looking to be with my Lord Jesus Christ and enjoy His Holy Spirit face to face on the last day. Behold, He is coming with clouds, and every eye will see Him, and they also who pierced Him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of Him. He will show him. This view and that is very important. Surely the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. And he said that he saw him coming, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him. What are the clouds? The chairs. Every one of us is a cloud. Because the sun Paul, in his epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11, he said that we have a cloud of witnesses surrounding us. When I look to St. George, to St. Linus, to Moses, Elijah, when I look to St. Mary, to all the saints, children, ladies, men, in the Old Testament, the New Testament, through all the history of the church, I see all of them are surrounding me because we are one church and they support me. They are my clouds because they surround me and help me. I can't imagine St. Paul who sacrificed his life every day and he was eagerly in fact want to die and to be sacrificed, to be a victim on behalf of the whole world. Now in the paradise says, oh, I don't care about men in the world. Surely when he departed from this world, his heart became more wide, his wisdom became more deep, his love became more abundant, and all the time, although in paradise there is no time, and always he is in fact praying and demanding the salvation of the whole earth. He surely asking God for the salvation of mankind. Then, when we hear that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming with clouds, I ask myself if I am truly among those clouds or not. I live here in this world not just to eat, drink, grow up, to be married, to have children, to have grandchildren. No. I live here in this world as if I am in a school. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to beautify my inner man, to renew always my life, so that I may become a cloud. And the Lord Jesus Christ truly finds a special place in my heart, and it is my pleasure to say, I abide in him, he abides in me. So let me have the العالم. نحن كل يوم بنرتفع من مجد إلى مجد، كل يوم بندوق إزاي نخلع أعمال الإنسان القديم، نتمتع بأعمال الإنسان الجديد، نصير كسحابة ترتفع إلى فوق للسماء، كل يوم نقول يا ربي كأني أول مرة أشوفك، كأني أول مرة أحس إن أنا مش من هذا العالم. I am in fact a cloud that carries the Lord Jesus Christ. When we return to more than 700 years before the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, we hear Isaiah, the prophet, in chapter 19, looking to Saint Mary as a cloud, and she carried the Lord Jesus Christ, the child, into Egypt. He looked at the Lord on the cloud. He was skating and flying through the cloud to Egypt. It is in fact not only the role of Saint Mary, it is the role of every one of us to be a cloud. And I tell you, my Lord Jesus Christ, and pass to every heart as if it is to Egypt. We are the clouds, and the Lord Jesus Christ sitting on these clouds. Where we are going, we are speaking with him to Egypt, to every heart which is far away from God, and to present the Lord Jesus Christ to everyone. When the people of God in the Old Testament left Egypt, and they found the Red Sea before them, and they were surrounded from the right and left hands with mountains, they were scared. Moses struck the sea by his rod, which is called the divine rod, and there was a path inside the water. And they passed. Pharaoh and his army were killed in the depths of the sea. The people of God departed to the promised land. It is my message that I have the divine rod. I have the cross. I have to pass with my people through the partition to pass from Egypt to the promised land, to pass from wickedness to righteousness. It is not only the role of the priest or the bishop or any of the clergymen. It is the role of every Christian to be a cloud and to pass with the Lord Jesus Christ to everyone, so that every human being may pass from Egypt to the promised land. I believe when any day passed without praying or asking for the salvation of the whole world, I commit a very serious sin. I share my Lord Jesus Christ his characteristics. He is the lover of all mankind. If I ask my Lord, what is your message? What is your role? What is your pleasure? He would say, my pleasure that all mankind share me, my glory, and have special place in the bosom of the Father, to enjoy eternity, to be among my heavenly hosts, the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the dominions, the powers, and so on, the seraphims, the seraphim. If I am in fact a member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have to become a cloud and to represent the Lord Jesus Christ so that they or everyone share him his glorification. We have to love even the persecutors of the church. We love every single human being, regardless he is an American, Egyptian, African, Australian, from any Arabian country. We hope every person to share me my faith, to share me my new life in the Lord Jesus Christ, my fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, to enjoy the work of the Holy Spirit within them. نفسي أحد داعي يعني أقول كلمة وبزعل من نفسي فيها، لكن لم يأتيز الكهنة لهم هيك نفسي أخدم في الكنيسة. أنا خد نظر الكراسي، اضرب تليفونات للناس، مش عارف أعمل إيه في الكنيسة، وضع بالنصرة أي حاجة. I believe all these words are very important. What is more important, do you want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, the salvation of men? Salvation of men. If I am not concerned with all my heart and the salvation of men, I am not a Christian. Saint John Chrysostom used to say, if you are passing by the shore of the sea, and you find somebody in the water in a very serious situation, and you can save him, and you didn't care, you are a criminal. It is a crime that I enjoy heaven, and I don't care about others to have the same experience. ما بس هقول إن إنسان مسيح عايز كل اللي يعمله لجنة أخدم إيه؟ أهو لجنة مجلة كنيسة، لجنة مرضى، لجنة كتب، نشر كتب، أي حاجة. فين الناس؟ فين الأبدية؟ فين خلاص كل واحد؟ فين إن أنا بقدم السماء عشان الناس تدوق ربنا؟ مش ممكن إنسان يتمتع بربنا ويقدر يشوف إنسان بيهلك ويتفرج عليه. Always I repeat this story happened to his father, the Shul Kamel. Once one of the young people came, and he was in very bad situation. He was weeping. And he asked him, why you are weeping? He said, oh, I want to confess. He started to confess. He said, Father, I commit adultery. He said to him, oh, by your thoughts? He said, no. Not only by thoughts, but even by touch and physically. Father Vishoy couldn't imagine that this decent person, religious person, had this attitude. He said, oh, I killed. He said, how is it? He said, I killed also physically. And he started to confess on all sins. Father Vishoy gave him the absolution. He was very decent. And after a couple of days, he found him in the court of the church. He called him. He said, what about you now? He said, pray for me. He said, when you commit all these sins? He said, Father, you know, I am living with a group of students, and they are very bad. They bring sometimes some people and commit sins. Everyone commits a sin. I feel that I commit the sin. I repent on behalf of my كليه. When I see on the TV a person killing another one, committing a crime, I feel I am committing this crime. How can I be joyful while my brother in the jail, or he is committing a very fatal mistake or a crime? I feel every person in this world commits a sin as if I am committing this sin. What do you think about this heart? يا أحبائي نفسنا ننسى نفسنا من أجل خلاص الآخرين. مش ممكن أنا أستريح وأكون تعبان. من يضعف وأنا لا أضعف؟ من يعثر وأنا لا ألتهب؟ ما قدرت أتفرج على فيلم وألاقي واحد مربوط بسلاسل وأنا قاعد أضحك عليه. يقول احسبوا المقيدين كأنكم مقيدون معهم. فأنا عادنا أحبائي قاعدين نتفرج على الناس كما لو كان خلاص الناس ما يهمناش. أقول لكم قصة. مرة كده جاني كاهن قال لي أبونا بصراحة أنا تعبان ممكن أقعد معاك؟ قلت له قال لي أبونا أنا مش عارف أنا كاهن ولا صبي قشيش. استغربت ازاي؟ قال لي أبونا الكبير اللي رسمني يعطي الاجتماع يعمل اجتماع شبان يقول لي ده اجتماع أبونا فلان. يعني بدك لجنة الكنيسة كأني أنا غير موجود هو أبونا الكبير اللي بيعمل كل حاجة. يعمل أي أكتيفيتيز كلها رحلة هو أبونا دي رحلة أبونا فلان. وأنا مش عارف أنا قشيش ولا صبي قشيش. لقيته طب رسموني ليه؟ قلت له طب بص يا ابونا هسألك سؤال. لو جيت في اجتماع الشبان وقعدت اخر كرسي وخدت درجات الشبان ابونا يتضايق؟ قال لي ده ينبسط قوي. قلت له طب لما تبتدي كده تزور الناس وتفتح الانجيل وتكلمهم مع ربنا ابونا يتضايق؟ قال لي ينبسط قوي. قلت له بسيط قوي. ارمي الزباله بتاعت اداره الكنيسه دي لابونا الكبير خليه هو يشيل شفافه الزباله. وانت خليك انجيل اقعد كده اخر واحد وكده اعترافات تمر الناس على ربنا. ولما يجي معاد اللجنه بتاعت الكنيسه يقول ربنا انا قعدت 3 ساعات انا وانت انتر كبير وانت بتفهم في الحاجات دي انا ماليش خبره. ال3 ساعات دول ازور فيهم 6 عائلات انا طبعا البيوت جنب بعض كل واحد 3 ساعة و25 دقيقة ازور لي 6 زيارات انا بيهم. فراح عمل الحكايه دي جبت معاد الشبان قاعد ورا وقعد ياخد اعترافات وبعدين اجتماع اللي بعده كل ما يجي اجتماع يقعد ورا ياخد اعترافات وبعدين يجي اجتماع اللجنه قال ربنا بعد اذنك انا مش هقدر لان انا حاسس 3 ساعات بيضيعوا وحرام كاهنين يقعدوا في شاولة يطول 6 7 بيوت كده اولى. قال ارجو صدفه فبدا يزور قعد اسبوع ولا 2 ولا شهر بعدين ندهش قال له تعالى هنا سميت. قال له يعني انت تاخد الحاجه اللذيذه وتسيب لي الزباله في يوم؟ قال له ابونا اسف انت الكبير بتفهم في الحياه دي وما فهمتش فيه. قال له لا انت تاخد اسبوع وانا اسبوع. قال له لا. قال له تاخد مره في اللجنه وانا مره. قال له حبيبي سامحني وحاول من قلبه يرفض والتاني من قلبه يصمم. قال له لا احنا مش مبسوط عشان تاخد الحاجات الحلوه وتسيب لي انا الزباله اعيش فيها. صدقوني انا حاسس ان احنا بنشتغل في الزبالة صح؟ اهو ننبسط لما نشتغل في المطبخ لما نطلع مجلة لطيفة لما ننظف الكراسي لما ربنا لا عايز ده ولا ده ولا ده. ربنا عايز نفوس تبقى ايه؟ تبقى الكلاوس السحابة اللذيذة. We hope really that we focus on the salvation of mankind. Nothing can be more important then we bring every soul to enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ and His Father and the work of His Holy Spirit. Behold, He is coming with clouds. He is coming with His saints. And I hope that all of us, as St. Paul used to say, to the saints who are in so and so in the countries, I hope all of us to be saints. And every eye will see him, and the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. All mankind will see the Lord. Those who are like the clouds, they will enjoy him, discover the glory of his divinity. Those who, in fact, became like Pharaoh in the depths of the sea, they will see him, his eyes like fire. Couldn't see his eyes. A group will be the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, who truly looks to that day. It is the most joyful day in which all the chairs will be, the real chairs will be crowned, and the others wanted to be hidden, even among under the mountains or the hills or the rocks. Good, they will not, or they will not have the power to see his face, or to face him and to speak with him. For them he is the judge, and they are criminals. I hope that we truly prepare ourselves for this day as a bride. This is my message here in this world. To be beautified. To be beautified by the Holy Spirit. I don't want any earthly thought to be in my mind. My mind is the heaven, and it is the throne of God, and the crucified and risen one, in fact, is enthroned in my mind. I am focusing all my inner man, all my inner sight, on the Lord Jesus Christ. If we ask ourselves, where is the Lord? The answer in our hearts. Is it a reality, or just we say that by our tongues? If the Lord is within me, then I am in heaven. Are my thoughts heavenly ones, or it is earthly or carnal ones? ولد ربنا أحد باقي مشيحهم ساكن فيهم. حياتهم كلها عبارة عن سماء. أجلسنا معه في السماويات. معنا باسبورت زي ما قلت امبارح سماوي. محدش يقدر يمنعني نعدي وادخل لغاية عرش الله. Sometimes we feel that as if our prayers cannot pass after the roof of our rooms, or even the roof of the church. Why? Because we haven't the passport to pass and to be in heaven itself. If you want to enjoy this day, you have to learn and to practice the heavenly life. It is very easy. It is very easy. Sometimes we complicate our spiritual life. Spirituality is very simple and very easy. When I am with my Lord Jesus Christ, I share him his characteristic. So really sometimes I feel I am up and down, but I have to ask my Lord. He is the leader. He granted me through my room the Holy Spirit, who guides my life. Therefore, I am not weak. I am very strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. What is the meaning? I am the Alpha and the Omega. Alpha and the Omega is the first and last letters and the Greek, the alphabetical Greek. Then I am the Alpha and the Omega, you can't speak unless you receive me. God the Father will not be in communicate with you except through me. When we sometimes feel that we don't know how to pray, it is because we haven't the language of God, the divine language. What is the divine language? The Lord Jesus Christ, who is love. Saint Abraham of Fayyum, in fact, he was in close relationship with Christ. When any person asks him to pray, even sometimes before starting to say a word, the prayer or what they intended to pray was responded. Why? It is because he knows how to speak with the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, the divine language, the Logos. When I don't know how to pray, I have to ask with the disciples, can you teach me how to pray? The answer, receive me. When Moses was in a problem that his tongue was very heavy, he asked God to leave him or to choose another person to be a leader for his people. He said, no. I will be in your mouth. It is not your words. I will speak through you. And he asked his disciples not to be afraid when they are persecuted or when they were asked any question. He said to them, the Spirit of your Heavenly Father will tell you what you will say. I receive the Lord Jesus Christ within me, and in baptism I became the member of this body. In my room of chrismation, I became the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, my language is the divine language. I know how to speak with God. I know that the Lord is the Alpha and Omega. He is the first and the end. I see him, he is the first of my life. He is the end of my life. And he is in the middle. He starts with me the way. He accompanies me my way. He is the reward which I will receive at the end of the way. He is the beginning, he is the end. I can't live without him. You see, أسأل السؤال ده. إيه اللي بيشغلك باستمرار طول ما بتتكلم مع الناس؟ ممكن بعد إذنكم يعني واحدة ترفع السماعة تحكي لواحدة طريقة عمل فيك لمدة ساعتين. لكن ممكن تفتح الإنجيل وتكلمها لمدة 10 دقايق تبقى بورينج. فين المسيح؟ فين المسيح بتاعنا؟ ممكن يحكي حواديت عن سياسة الكنيسة من أول كنيسة في العالم كله للكنيسة الأصولة للكنيسة المحلية. طب وفين الكنيسة اللي في السماء؟ Imagine you are called to meet the President of the United States and you are in front of him and you are speaking with him. Can you imagine that you will think in a problem at your work, or you will think at your family while you are speaking for the first time with the President of the United States, Bush? No. To meet him, you have to prepare yourself and to ask why he called me, what about his question, what is the protocol to meet him in the beginning, in the end, how to deal with him. It is the first time to speak with a president. You are, in fact, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you believe he is in your heart? He is on your right hand. He is before you. He surrounds you. And therefore, you are involved in him. Unfortunately, sometimes, even when we are receiving the communion, the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, our minds are escaping from the presence of God. How is it? It is instead, it is our wishes to be practically in the presence of God and to be absorbed in His glory. And then everything in this world, as Saint Paul used to say, it looks like a garbage if it is compared with what I have gained, the Lord Himself. صدقوني مرات كتير أدخل كده كاتدراليات كبيرة ما يجعلنيش حتى أتفرج عليه. شوف الشاكل فيها إيه يعني كاتدرالية كبيرة وقال السماء والأرض تزول مش حاجة عارف. I remember once a bishop came from England to Alexandria, to Egypt, Cairo and Alexandria, and some monasteries. He met me while I was prevented from praying in my church by the government in Alexandria. At that time I was praying in St. Mary Church and St. Cyril the Great in Kibuba. And at that time it looks like a garage. They didn't at that time give us a permission to build it. After I finished the liturgy, the bishop, and with him there was a deacon and one of the laymen in the Church of England. The bishop said to me, I came just to ask some questions in many centers in Egypt. While the churches in Egypt are crowded with young people, while in Europe almost we have small groups of the elders, and it is too hard to find the young people in the church. And I started to speak with him the difference between the fatherhood in our church and the clergy in Europe as employees. And he asked me, what is the name of this church? I said, St. Mary's and St. Cyril's the Great. He said, can I ask it? Or demand something? I said, what? Can you change the name of this church? I said, why? He said, I hope you will call it the Church of the Transfiguration, Kenneth Tegeli. I said, why? He said, I didn't see it as a church. I looked it as a heaven. I couldn't imagine, although it was very hot, all the people were, you know, it is not built in a good way, it is just a garage, very hot, and all the people were tired. But he said, I felt when it was crowded with young people and children, all of them were praying, I was in heaven itself. He said, do you visit England? I said, yes. Do you see the cathedral in London? I said, yes. He said, do you see the church? It is the most beautiful in the whole world. I said, how is it? He said, because I see my Lord Jesus Christ in it. I hope you will not rebuild it, keep it as it is. It is the most beautiful church. This is the church where the people are in the, where the Lord Jesus Christ, and they enjoy the fellowship with Him. This is the tabernacle of the Nisbalina, the two of Adam are Ben. أريد حاجة أن تجعلوش مني أحنا أحيانا نلوم الولاد شوية ونلوم المجتمع الأمريكي والكمبيوتر والويب سايتس والإيميلز والكلام أقول لكم أحنا بنضحك على نفسنا لو ولادنا شافوا السماء في البيت لو العالم كله أما اللي يعمله ولادنا مش هيبقى. In fact, we are in need to redeem heaven to our kids. When they shall see, their parents are full of joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just coming to the church, serving in the church, have some responsibilities in the church. No. We are, the new generation is in need to see heaven everywhere in the church, at home, with the friends, and so on. I remember once a young person came to confess and said to me, "Father, it is the first time I confess from many, many years while I was, I don't know, junior high school, something like that." I said, "How is it? He said to me, "I learned this, I entered the sanctuary, and for the first time I started to pray as a deacon in the altar. I was full of fear because it was the first time. I couldn't say the hymn because I was full of awesome and fear." Then the priest said, "If you didn't know how to say this hymn, why you came here in the altar, in the center?" He took off his clothes, threw it on the floor, and from this time he didn't enter any church for more than 10 years. I, for myself, I said, "Oh, perhaps I myself did that many times, and I was an obstacle to those young people." صور واحد كان ابونا قال له لما انت مش حافظ ايه اللي انت خلك ليك؟ كان اترمى الولد في الدنيا وطلع يجري وعشر سنين يشتغل لا يشوف ابونا ولا يشوف كنيسه ولا يرى انجيل ولا حد المسيحي ولا يشوف المسيح. كم شوف ماذا الخطوره من وقتها بديت افاتح كانت صحيحة. أقول يا ربي كم ناس ضيعتهم أنا وأنا مش دريان. ده مرة إنسان أخدمة راحت لتسوني قالت لها تسوني أنا زعلانة من أبونا. فهمي؟ جت صوالي الأسبوع ده واحدة من الزين العشية بسلم عليه، سلم عليها بترد صوابه ما وقفش بخنقتي وسابني مشي. فأنت شو بتقول لي؟ إذا الصراحة يعني ده الأوحش من كده، مش بالظبط اللي أنا شفتها كمان، بس ده لو تلاقي كده يعني هي إنسانة ليها دالة كبيرة علينا معانا كلنا، لأنها خادمة منتجة، يعني إنسانة حتى روحية كويس. فأنت مالك فلان؟ قالت لي طيب أنا يوم الثلاث نزل من العشية وحشر كذا كذا. فلو صراحة فلانة قالت لي فما تزعليش، أنا مش مذكر اللي أنا شفته. قالت لي كمان كده، قلت لها بقى اقول لك الحقيقه، قلت لها انا ليا ثلاث ساعات مع بنت بتشهد اسلامها ومحفظينها الكلمتين اللي بتاخدهم في البوليس ستيشن، كل ما انا ما تديش على اي سؤال استني بالفعله، قعدت تشهد في المسيح وفي الكنيسه والى اخره. فاحاول اكلمها عن المسيح توتالي شهدت اسمها. فطبعا بعد ثلاث ساعات نفسي تعبانه، نفسي بتضيع مش قادر اعمل لها حاجه. فردت عليا رد صعب، قالت لي يا ابونا طب واحده بعد وتضيعنا احنا معاها. هجمت من الوقت ده لما اكون متضايق ما قابلش حد. متضايق ده في اوضتي، لكن قابل حد اتعبه ليه؟ اضيع الناس لي معايا. احيانا مش التكسيره، احيانا مجرد عدم الاهتمام. ده في ناس احيانا لو الواحد يجي اسمه ويقول انا بلسع كل الاسماء، لكن انا نسيان الاسم ممكن ده يعني اسم الكنيسه. طيب افتكروا دي سنه بس ابونا كل واحد فيكم، يعني نفسي كده كل قداس ممنوع حد يكلم حد يعرفه، كل واحد يدور على حد ما يعرفوش يتعرف عليه ويسال على تليفونه ولاده بيعملوا ايه ويتصل بيه بالتليفون ويقول له بتقرا في الانجيل ويقول له ده انا قريت كتاب حلو هجيبهولك، سمعت قصه لطيفه هجيبها لك. I will tell the story in English. The story was a young lady, she was teacher of Sunday school, was upset when she asked my wife, the son, that she was upset because I didn't take care or I didn't speak with her or while she was in the church. When I met her, I asked her why you were upset. She said you didn't give me any attention or taking care of me while you met me this week. I told her that for about 3 hours I was speaking with a person. She wanted to deny the Lord Jesus Christ and to deny her faith. I was in dialogue with her for a long time. Therefore, I was in grief that she insisted not to hear. When this servant or teacher or somebody said, if she already led the Lord Jesus Christ and she has been destroyed, why you want us also to be destroyed? From this time I learned to be joyful and not to speak with any person while I am upset, because it is my fault that I am upset. In fact, the church as Saint John Chrysostom used to say is the icon of heaven. I am always asking myself, can we see one of the archangels is upset or is against another archangel? تفتكروا ممكن تلاقي الملاك مخيف كده مدي ظهره الملاك وبريال وزعلانين مع بعض؟ شلون؟ If we are in heaven, I hope that we haven't any back, but we look like the cherubim full of eyes. They can't give their backs to others. When you give your back, I don't mean the physical back, but the spiritual back. If you ignore any person, you are far away from it. We have to love even our enemies and even the persecutors of the church. I hope all of us truly to enjoy the book of Revelation, not just to have a commentary on it, but to enjoy heaven itself, which truly God, in which God is involved to prepare for us the glory which we will receive on the last day. At the end, I'll tell just a story. Once a person in his agency came and he was very upset because she called him by phone. She hadn't a visa, and he has green card without the citizenship. She said to him, if you will not rent a flat or apartment for me and buy a car and the furniture and send a video about all these things, you have to forget this engagement. He said, she hadn't even the visa to enter the United States, and I have to wait 1 year to have the citizenship, and then he will marry, and afterwards he can ask for her coming or for her immigrant in the United States. How can I buy a car and it for 1 or 2 years until she will come, and to rent an apartment for 2 years until she will come? How she is looking, or she is thinking by the Egyptian mentality, not the American mentality. When he said that, I remember he couldn't rent an apartment for just 1 or 2 years to prepare for his wedding or the coming of his bride. The Lord Jesus Christ from 2000 said, I am ascending to heaven to prepare a place for you. And when he will prepare the place, he will come and we will be with him eternity. If God himself, the Lord, is involved in preparing this apartment or this place in which we will live, how this place will be, I can't imagine. If he is involved for 2,000 to prepare for us, and we don't know for how long it will be on the last day. And Saint Paul said that he prepared our glorification even before the creation or the establishment of the world. How all these thousands of years God is involved in preparing the glory for us. I can't imagine what the Lord is preparing for us. I believe on the last day when we look what is prepared for us, we say, oh, how foolish we were when we were on earth and we were involved in many, many tribal things. We couldn't imagine what the Lord truly prepared for us. I hope truly every one of us be involved in the glory which the Lord has prepared till now for us. Glory be to God in us. In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ, for you came here to our world, you became truly a man, and accepted to be the second Adam, so that we may receive you as our inheritance, and to enjoy you and the fellowship with you. Thank you for you became the heavenly bread, so that we may be satisfied. And at the same time, you became the door and the way and the truth, so that we may not be astray away. Thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ, for you are the resurrection. We are in need to be in fellowship with you, so that we may be risen and enjoy the heavenly life. Be with us and grant us to learn how to speak with you, for you are the Alpha and the Omega, and we want to be in communication with the Father. Remember, O Lord, the whole world. Remember the Christians and the non-Christians. Remember those who persecute the church, and those who ignore their own salvation, those who deny your existence, they who work against your divine work. We believe that you are lover of all mankind. It is your pleasure to bring everyone to the bosom of the Father. It is your pleasure to send your Holy Spirit upon the whole world, upon the whole church, so that everyone be guided by your Holy Spirit. We ask you for the unity of the church. We ask you, our Lord, to remember our Pope, His Holiness Pope Shenouda, and the Bishop, and the old bishops, and the old priests, all the teachers of Sunday schools, and all the counselors, those who are working in your church. Remember all the families. Remember, O Lord, all the children. Remember those who are needy and the poor men. Remember those who are in the jails and those who are sick. Remember, O Lord, the needs of every person, for you are the Father of the whole world. Our Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your coming here to this world and opening the gates of heaven to us so that we may return and to be at home when we become in the bosom of your Father. Thank you for you were baptized for our behalf and for our sake, that we may be adopted to the Father and to accept the Holy Spirit whom you sent on the church on the time of the Pentecost. Remember the church, remember Abunasha and all those who are working in the church, remember all the families here, those who work. Grant all of us the power to witness to you. We want to work according to our own will and not according to our human wisdom. Through the prayers of Saint Mary, Saint Mark, all the prophets, all the apostles and disciples, all the martyrs, through the prayers of the heavenly host, may you hear us when we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.